Unit 5. Lesson 17. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
1. He has been to Germany many times before.
2.
Have you bought an English-Chinese dictionary yet?
I already have my own one.
3.
They haven't lost any games yet.
4.
They have just come from France.
5.
Would you shut the door, please?
Certainly.
6.
Mr. Harris can speak 3 languages.
7.
She is still a baby. She hasn't begun to speak yet.
8.
She has studied German and French for years.
9.
Have you met him already?
10.
We have found somewhere to live.
Exercise 4. Listen and complete the conversation.
What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, you can speak English. That's great. Can you tell me the way to the statue of 5 goats?
Pardon? Could you speak a little more slowly, please? I know only a little English, I'm afraid.
Sorry. Where is the 5 goats statue?
5 goats statue? I'm afraid I don't understand.
Look, the girl in the restaurant has written it on this piece of paper.
Oh, Wu Yang Diao Xiang. It is in Yue Shu Park.
Yue Shu Park? How can I get there?
It is a long way from here. You have to take a number 45 bus. There is a bus stop over there.
Thank you very much. Lesson 18. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
1. He is very late. The class has already begun. 2. The professor has written a lot about his life. 3. Yong Xian has swum in the Pearl River. 4. Have you seen the film Red Star?
5.
Sally has eaten many kinds of fruit. She likes watermelons best of all.
6.
Have you flown over the highest mountain in China?
7.
We have copied out 10 English songs.
8.
Have you looked up these words in the dictionary?
Exercise 4. Listen and answer the questions. A lot of body language is the same all over the world. But some body language is different in one country from another. This story tells you this. A Chinese man was traveling in the USA. He could not speak any English. One day, he went to a restaurant and sat at a table. When a waiter came, the Chinese man opened his mouth, put his fingers in it, and took them out again. In this way, he wanted to say, "Bring me something to eat." The waiter brought him a cup of tea. The Chinese man shook his head. The waiter knew that he didn't want tea, so he took it away and brought him some coffee. The man was very hungry now and looked very sad. He was ready to leave the restaurant when a woman came in. The woman put her hands on her stomach. The waiter said, "Oh, I know." He went into the kitchen and brought her some bread and meat. Lesson 19. Exercise 2. Listen and complete the words. I am English. Last year, I had a holiday in France. I had a small French car. One morning, I left a small village in the south of France. I was going to the next town. On the way, a young man held up his hand. I stopped, and he asked me for a lift. As soon as he got into the car, I said good morning to him in French. He answered in the same language. Except for a few words, I do not know any French at all. Neither of us said anything during the journey. Just after we reached the town, the young man said, very slowly, "Do you speak English?" We both laughed when I told him I was English too. Exercise 3. Circle the sentence you hear.
1. Put the coat on.
2.
He put away the black trousers. 3. Please give me my pen back.
4.
Write down the address here.
5.
Copy out this word now.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat.
1.
Able. Table. Vegetable. Trouble. Apple. People. Pupil. Middle. Noodle. Little. Bottle. Gentle. Hospital. Pencil. Special.
2.
The people with the trouble was still in number 1 people's hospital.
3.
It's good for you to have apples and vegetables every day.
4.
Annie saw a bottle of milk and some noodles in the middle of the table.
5.
The gentle little monkey was able to draw with a pencil after the special teaching.
Lesson 20. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words. 1.
Have you got an English-Chinese dictionary?
Sorry, I haven't. But I have got 2 Chinese-English dictionaries.
2.
Your father speaks 5 languages, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He can speak Japanese, French, German, English, and Chinese, of course.
3.
Where's your daughter?
She has just swum across the river. Look, there she is on the other side.
4.
Neither Rick nor Ben has flown to Germany or France.
5.
Have you eaten Guangdong food?
No, I haven't. They have the best food in China there, don't they?
Exercise 3. Listen and circle the correct answer to the questions you hear.
Question 1. Can Tim speak Chinese?
Have you been to China before, Tim?
No, I haven't.
Do you speak Chinese?
Yes, but only a little.
Question 2. How does Mr. Webb learn Chinese?
It's difficult to learn to read Chinese, isn't it, Mr. Webb?
Yes, I think it is.
How do you learn Chinese?
I speak Chinese every day. I read Chinese newspapers. If I don't understand a word, I'll look it up in the dictionary.
Question 3. What language do the people in Liu Tingting's family speak?
What language do you speak at home, Liu Tingting?
I speak Putonghua.
Does everybody in your family speak Putonghua?
Yes. My parents and I have been in Guangzhou for only 1 year. We don't understand the language here.
Question 4. What do the Chinese really mean by saying, "你吃了饭没有?"
Excuse me, Zhang Xiaoling. What's the English for "你吃了饭没有?"
Pardon? Could you say it again?
What's the English for "你吃了饭没有?"
Ah, it means, have you had your dinner?
Oh, I see. Why do my Chinese friends often ask me, "你吃了饭没有?" But they don't really want to know that.
They just want to say hello or how are you.
Question 5. Who has finished the maths?
I haven't been able to do my maths yet, Meihua. Are the questions hard?
Some are easy, and some are hard. But I'm still doing mine, Sally.